Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is William Whitecrow, and welcome to Sovereign Minds. And boy, do we have a show for you tonight. We have Jordan Maxwell. He has been and is a premier researcher, investigator. He has spent the last 45 to 50 years researching secret societies, the occult, astrotheology, the origins of religion, and more. He is a man that has always been interested in the secret side of life, those things that stay hidden from normal society. Jordan, you there?
I am.
Hey, I want to thank you very much for being on the show, and I'm going to tell you when I met you for the first time down at the Santa Clara down there with Brian Hall at the Conspiracy Con conference. I was really like a little kid in a candy store, and I came up and met you at the counter there. Your personality and your reputation precedes you for sure. And everybody here wants to thank you very much for being on the show. I'd like to ask you one quick question here to start off with. Where do you see things now starting globally?
Oh, heavens. I don't know if anybody's going to want to hear this.
We're ready.
I don't hold that much hope for any of us, for the human race.
Okay.
I realize that people do not want to hear downer comments, but I have to be honest with you. I don't see the future as very bright for the human race, not just for America, but for the whole entire human race. Mm-hmm. I don't think the future within the next 500 years is going to be very pleasant. We hear a lot of talk about the coming age of Aquarius. I think there is something to the idea that there are ages. I think that that's demonstrable, but we've been told that the age of Aquarius, well, first of all, the age of Aquarius, as far as I'm concerned, is probably about 450 years from now. So we know we're not really that close to the age of Aquarius. I think we're just now beginning to feel the effects of the coming age of Aquarius, if there's anything to it at all, which mm-hmm. I think there is. But I think that the age of Pisces, which we are in now, probably began, the best I can come up with, I think, is right around 325 A.D. Is when Pisces began.
Okay.
I have many reasons for saying that, but that would put the age of Aquarius like about 400 years or more in the future. So, you know, those who are looking for the age of Aquarius, if I'm right, it's not going to be here for a long time yet.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it does come, it's all based on ancient, which I consider to be legitimate, astronomical calculations.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, going back to legitimate astrological calculations, I think it's also demonstrable that the age of Aquarius is not going to be anything like you think it's going to. I don't think it's going to be very pretty. I don't think it's going to be a very happy thing. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't hold out much for the future, because it doesn't look like we are learning anything.
I have to agree with you there. Yeah,
I think that I agree with the Christians that we did not evolve from monkeys. I think what was happening is that we're evolving into monkeys. I think we're losing our minds. We're losing intelligence and wisdom. One thing I know for sure, and there's very few things that I know for sure, but one thing I am totally convinced of is that the Earth has been a host to just thousands of civilizations.
Definitely.
Going back hundreds of thousands and millions of years. There's no doubt in my mind that we are just a modern-day culture, but that the Earth has been a host to civilizations for, I think, millions of years.
Well, yeah, there's 3.5 billion years has been life on Earth. So.
Yeah,
I think so, because we're finding, they have found artifacts, which are obviously handmade artifacts. I think Michael Kremer was talking about in South Africa, as far down in the Earth below these different stratas, which we know to be at least 4 billion years old.
Yeah, I've heard that myself. I've done the research. Yeah, it's fantastic.
If you're finding artifacts, handmade artifacts in strata that everybody agrees, nobody disagrees, everyone agrees that that particular strata in which those artifacts were found is at least 4 billion years old.
Mm-hmm.
So that implies that somebody intelligent was creating things on the Earth 4 billion, with a B, billion years ago.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, my God, how much of the Earth's history have we never been told anything about? I mean, even our Judeo-Christian modern-day world is only aware of about 6,000 years, starting with the Proto-Sumerians.
Very true.
Say 5,000 years ago, and that's it. And I mean, before that, it's just people running around, living in caves, etc.
I don't think that's the case.
I think that our whole history of the Earth and human life on it, or life, intelligent life, I should say, on the Earth, goes back millions and probably billions of years.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That being said, I think that the coming times in the future and the coming age, so to speak, of Aquarius is not going to be very pleasant. It's going to be very, very dark. I think the whole world is coming into a very dark place. And it frightens me because I realize the implications for the human race for the next as I said, I don't think there's going to be a good time within the next couple 3,000 years. I don't see the human race progressing to a good time. I think it's just very, very dark.
Yes.
So what
that's
would you,
why I realize a lot of people don't want to hear anything like
what
that.
What about 2012 and the changings of the
yeah,
polls?
What do you see happening?
What do you think about that?
Well, I know I've heard all kinds of stories about it, and I think that John Major Jenkins has got a good handle on the 2012, and there are other good researchers and writers who have talked about 2012. Myself, I'm not that well read on it. I understand. I've heard all the experts, but I'm not the world's any kind of an authority on that particular subject. Although I do believe that there is some kind of a, for lack of a better term, spiritual awakening beginning to happen around the planet, and I can say that because I'm getting hundreds of emails from Russia, from China, from all over Asia, and all over Africa, all the African countries, virtually around the world, talking about their people are beginning to awaken. There's a lot of talk going on about what's happening and where the world is going, and there's a lot of fear among peoples of the world now, all over Europe. So I think there is some kind of an enlightenment or an age of a renaissance.
I'd have to agree with you there, Jordan, because I'm seeing that
happening.
all over the world.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be all that great ultimately, but there is something going on.
Well, I think the control factors that they're really throwing on the populations now and everything are really, they're trying to slow this process down because they see it happening. Those in control really see an awakening come to the point right out of, if you want to say, thin air, because the people aren't really satisfied with what's going on, so they're going in inside more spiritualness.
Well, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
We have a question, actually. I've had one before I came here, and since we're on this subject, because you paint a really grim picture, and it's true. I mean, obviously, I see 80% of the population just worried about what's on MTV and on their TV, so and what the people in entertainment are telling them. So, but is there any hope? Do you see anything? Maybe if we start waking up, or can we turn the corner? You think?
Well, I think that is the question. First of all, the power of any government, the power of any king is always in the people, always. Because as long as the king or the government, whatever government it is, as long as they can have the reins of power, like a rider on a stagecoach, you know, with uh-huh. the lines and the horses are all in line, and they are all going the same way, and the guy up on the buckboard is calling the shots as to which way they will go. So as long as governments have the ability to control the thinking of the people,
yes.
of the masses, and to control them with the lines of power and direct the energies of the people, direct their knowledge and mm-hmm. their attention, etc. So the power of the people, the power of any stagecoach was in the horses.
Yes.
Well, and so the power of any government is in the people.
Right, we the people.
If you were the mayor of a small town of, say, 5,000 people, and one morning you wake up and see 4,500 people with torches standing outside your government
yeah.
building and demanding you come out and demanding certain things to be done, and they're serious. Well, when you got, you know, 9/10 of the whole town standing out there and agitated and angry.
I agree.
You have no alternative but to go out and face the music and do whatever they want, because they there's a lot of them and there's only one of you.
Mm-hmm. We've seen a lot of this happening.
So that's the way government operates today. I mean, a government is just a small, tiny, select handful of conspirators.
Mm-hmm.
Who are faced with millions of people awakening to find out what's going on. And so the power of any government or king is in the number of people
mm-hmm. That's right.
that you can control. However, having said all that, the people of the nations today, and especially in my own country, the people today have no idea in the world how to think. Most of them are, you know, way too many are illiterate and can't read at all.
Yes.
And those people who do read are only reading the comics or the sports page.
That's true.
And so it's a very sad situation where now the great republic of the United States of America is now on its knees, and so many of its youth today can't even find America on a world map. And, you know, we see that all the time.
Yes, we do.
Jay
yes.
Leno going out and Jay Walk, and he goes out and talks to people, and they have no idea in the world what's going on. They're just out having a lot of fun, drinking their beer and watching the ball games. And
yeah, they're sidetracked.
Yeah.
It's called
I think that we are in trouble as a civilization, not just America, but the whole world is in trouble.
I agree.
We're not getting any better.
You know, one thing that I equate this when you were saying a large groups of people have to stand up, kind of like the 60s in the Vietnam War era.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot of protests, a lot of craziness going on, but they got their point across.
No doubt about it. And the whole world was watching, and it was starting to bleed over.
Mm-hmm.
Starting that whole radical, revolutionary disregard for conservative government and,
mm-hmm.
and wanting to change, that whole thing got out of hand. I think it was probably originally started by the CIA as a mind control operation,
yeah.
but quickly got out of control, and it began bleeding off into other countries and even in, you know, there were uprisings and all over in Asia, Europe. Because of what was going on in America. So that was a scary time for the masters of the human race who manipulate and exploit and control us and believe they own our bodies and they own us. All mm-hmm. of a sudden, the slaves are in revolt. So You know, it was interesting to watch, but I don't think that's ever going to happen again.
Yeah, you know, I have to agree with you there. What I see happening in Ireland and England, it's kind of a reverse thing now. Instead of the 60s where it was happening in the U.S. and then going to the rest of the world, we're kind of seeing this happen in Ireland and England and places like that. And the United States is the people, basically, is kind of setting idly by. And as you said, watching their TVs, playing their Game Boys and everything, and it's like almost like leading the sheep to the slaughter.
Yeah, of course, of course. And also I have found that if you try and educate your fellow man, talk about the things that are going on and try and get their attention to see the horrible, incredible things which are going on, they'll report you to the authorities. Mm-hmm. The people today in America are so far gone mentally and spiritually and intellectually, so far removed from reality, they're like alcoholics in their last days on the earth and drug addicts who have no control over anything. They don't want to hear any of it. They don't want to be approached with this kind of information. They are not interested in it. They don't want to hear it. And you are talking to people that will actually stab you in the back and call the authorities on you because you're acting crazy. You're like some kind of Al-Qaeda or some communist or something talking about world government, world politics, and where the earth is going.
Yeah, they try to make you look crazy.
You know, and that's scary to think that your fellow man is so far removed from reality now that you look like some kind of a radical if you're intellectually inclined.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are honest enough to see what's going on and start talking about it, you begin to look like a criminal. There's something wrong with you.
I think the problem is they're trying to break the family up and make sure all the kids are in school at a young age in the public-funded school, which is starting to brainwash immediately.
Yeah.
Well, of course it is. Obviously it is. I mean, by their fruits, you shall know them. Well, what is the fruitage of the American educational system? I mean, the ancient maximus, by their fruits, you shall know them.
That's
so
right.
What is the fruitage of the American educational system? Look at us. Look at the country of America.
It's falling apart.
It's falling apart with drive-by shootings, gangs, and the best you can get on television is, with the Discovery Channel and History Channel.
You're
and
right.
All these great, supposedly, institutions for learning that the media has up for us.
Mm-hmm. And they still have an agenda.
Yeah, and so what's on the History Channel, if it's some bunch of guys in Orange County building motorcycles or showing you what prison's like.
Right.
So just don't get out of line because we might throw you into prison and we want to show you what you're going to get when you go to prison. So they have 24/7 prison shows to show you how the gangs kill and couldn't care less.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's on Discovery. So that's what you're going to discover. You're going to discover that your earth and your world that you live in is a criminal prison.
Yes.
And, and for entertainment, you can have football and basketball and people building motorcycles and all the other silly, nonsensical trash that's out there. There's nothing of any redeemable intellectual or spiritual value in American media anywhere.
Very true.
The Matrix.
You know what I see, and that's a good bring that up, Nate, about the Matrix and everything, because, you know, I've done research on you and everything, and then the movie Matrix came out, and I jumped up out of my chair and I said, this is exactly what George's been talking about.
Well, I mean, I even had a video that made back in the early 1989 and 90. I called it The Matrix of Power.
Yeah.
And I talked about The Matrix. And then later on, Hollywood comes out with a movie called Matrix. I've seen so much of my work that I've talked about in Hollywood. And you have to appreciate, too, that, I started talking and giving lectures at little mom-and-pop bookstores and library, there's the little Mickey Mouse library rooms and little small venues, women's clubs and that kind of thing, as far back as 1961, 62, 63.
Yeah.
Before Kennedy was assassinated, the day John Kennedy was assassinated, I was on my way down to East Hollywood to give a lecture to a church group of about 40 people in a church group that invited me to speak there. And it was a commercial building, and the group wanted me to speak, but that was in 63 mm-hmm. when John Kennedy was assassinated. I was already on my way down to give a lecture on the secret societies and fraternal orders behind world religions.
And he brought that up in his speech about secret societies. You know, we have to bring these to the face.
The secret societies and the Knights Templars and the mm-hmm. Bible codes. And it wasn't until 1967 that I became aware, through the work of Myron Fagan, I became aware of the term Illuminati as such. And I began to weave into my lectures that I've been doing, mm-hmm. I began to weave into those lectures Illuminati, and then the history of the Illuminati, and that was in 67
mm-hmm.
that I began talking about that. And I was talking and giving lectures on motion picture studios and television studios, especially motion pictures.
Well, that was during the time you... That was the time you and Zachariah Sitchin was able to get together, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, and Zachariah Sitchin and I were in business for a while. I was actually in business. I was a business partner with him. And I sent him to, like, five different countries and got some of his work published. I got him quite a few large speaking engagements.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent him to five different countries.
Wow.
With film crews. I was going to do a 13-week, 1-hour, 13-week miniseries on the work of Zachariah Sitchin, and then marketing it to universities and schools and general public. I wanted to do that, so we signed contracts that we were doing that. And unfortunately, the people who were financing it they had more money than they did brains, and they decided... about three quarters of the way through, the project was going to last about a year or more.
Yeah.
They decided to pull out and not finance it any further, so it all fell apart.
Most unfortunate.
But, you know, that's life. I mean, everything, anytime you're trying to do something for the education or the edification of the human race, don't look for any big financing to come, because nobody's going to finance anything if it has to do with educating people or... and helping the human race to evolve higher into a spiritual or intellectual, you know, betterment. Nobody with money is interested in doing that, period, especially government.
They want to keep their land serfs.
They just want you to do what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
All you're supposed to do, because this is that kind of information that I'm talking about is on a need-to-know basis.
Mm-hmm.
And the people in power around the world figure you don't need to know. So all you need to do is what you're supposed to do. Just watch TV, pay your taxes, and enjoy yourself watching basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And so I realize what's going on. I know where it's going. And unfortunately, I don't hold out much for the future, because too many people have no... You know, the big problem I see with my work is that most people hearing me have no idea what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have
no way to reference what I'm saying. They've never heard any of this.
Well, you know, you got a radio show and a program here, and I've been doing this years and years, going out giving talks and everything, and you have a larger audience that you know. They're becoming well-educated in these fields that you're talking about, and it's part of that awakening that we were talking about earlier, you know, like they had in the 60s. People are starting to become spiritually aware of what is really going on out there. People such as yourself getting out there and giving these talks, and even being on a small show like ours, you know. But a lot of listeners, we have a lot of listeners out there now, and they're just amazed at having people like you come out here and telling the truth. And this is something that's very important, people like you coming in right here and telling the truth.
Well, I appreciate that. I have to tell you honestly, too, and I'm being very honest, and that's one of my faults. I've been very honest with the world, where I see other people are not.
Uh-huh.
And so I try and just be as honest as possible, and that is very, very unhealthy. That's very unwise, being honest with the public.
I understand that. Jordan, right now we have to go to a break. Please hang on. We're going to get right back at you. And we'd like to touch base on, like, the North American Union, things like that, what you see coming up next. Fantastic, gentlemen. Fantastic. This guy's nothing but truth. Nothing but truth. We call upon the handicapped. We affirm the weak of heart.
Your courage, your dedication, your... The hunt to quench your thirst is on. Echolo Blue is a revolutionary atmospheric water generator, producing water straight from the air, up to 8 gallons a day at 20 cents per gallon with no additional hookup required. Echolo Blue is the clear champion of the water solution revolution. To health, to purity, to the pursuit. EcholoBlue.com,
800-691-6043.
Hi, this is Elizabeth and Aaron from the Reading Tea Party. Join us on Sunday mornings on KCNR 1460 from 8 to 9 a.m. for We the People, a talk show dedicated to the voice of the formerly silent majority in the areas of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
And we want to hear from you, so email your topic and speaker suggestions to 1460 at readingteaparty.com and be silent no more.
This is William Wycrow, and we're back with Sovereign Minds, and we're here with Jordan Maxwell tonight, researcher extraordinaire. And, Jordan, we had mentioned a little bit about the North American Union before we went on break here and everything. Where are we headed there?
Well, that's just one more nail in the coffin, so to speak, as far as I'm concerned. It's when you understand what the North American Union is, and how it relates to who you are as an American. In my humble opinion, the whole concept is called High Crimes and Treason Against the Republic.
Mm.
High Crimes and Treason Against the Republic.
I'm writing that down.
Where there is the people who are controlling the planet behind the scenes, and don't make any mistake, there are people who have that kind of power. And they are in control, but you will never know who they are, you'll never see their name, and you'll never be privy to know anything about them, but they're here.
Mm-hmm.
And they are dismantling the United States of America.
Right, it'll be the end of our Constitution.
Are we heading towards into those that have been here since before the Anunnaki era, of the extraterrestrial nature?
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
I think that's what's happening.
I do too.
You know, it's very controversial, and most people can't handle that.
Well, we can.
Yeah, well, because like Jack Nicholson said when he was asked, what do you want? And the boy said, I want the truth. And he said, you can't handle the truth. Well, I think America generally can't handle the truth.
Okay.
I think the real truth is that we're being led, but not by leaders, but by misleaders.
Mm-hmm.
People who are involved in a very private clubs, very private associations of powerful people who are manipulating the poor, unwashed masses of the people.
Uh-huh.
And they give us all kinds of words and terms to play with, like democracy. And supposedly democracy is a wonderful form of government. In fact, democracy is the worst kind of government.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, you can't get anything worse than a democracy. A democracy is 35 guys voting to hang one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the one guy could be innocent. Doesn't matter. 35 have agreed, and the 35 are the majority, and you're in the minority, so they're hanging you.
Mm-hmm.
Two sheep, one wolf. Or one wolf and two sheep voting off what's for dinner.
Say it again?
Two wolves and one sheep voting on what's for dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good way to put it.
that's what I'm talking about. So that's what we have today in America. We have a democracy where you've got millions and millions and millions of people who have no idea, they can't read, they can't think. They have been drugged and manipulated and exploited and propagandized. They have no idea in the world what's going on. And if they did read something, they don't understand what they're reading anyway.
I agree. I see this coming not only in the forms of a government, but earlier religions, mainstream religions. Everything is kind of culminating with these beings, shall we say, that has been here for millennia upon millennia. And their particular agenda is mixed in with everything.
Everything, yeah. And don't be mistaken by thinking that when we talk about alien life forms here or extraterrestrial life forms here, that is so ludicrous on the face of it. Maybe not, because
if you go back
to all three major religions, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, all three people of the book, all three religions are called people of the book, in that all three require a book as a basis for their religion.
Yeah.
But in all three major religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, along with all of the ancient ones, I mean all the ancient religions,
all the ancient Aboriginal
Native
ones,
American
yeah.
to Hindu to Chinese, all the ancient religions of the world talk about the extraterrestrial gods who came down to the earth.
And who brought us
here. The star people, or the space people, or the aliens, or the Bible calls them the Anunnaki and the Nephilim, and there's all kinds of scriptures around the earth and all nations and peoples talking about the fact that there is with us now on the earth light forms which are not from here.
True.
They're called the gods, the Elohim, the Anunnaki. There's all kinds of names for them. So I don't think that's too far out when everybody on the face of the earth and all of their holy writings talk about it. There very, very well might be something to it.
Now we're even talking Dogon tribe that knew about star maps and everything before our scientists did.
Oh, heavens yes.
You know, we're talking. I've studied every ancient, and as you have done it, you've done it a lot longer than I have, Aboriginal culture and everything, and every single one of them do talk about us being brought here as either caretakers to watch over this earth.
That's exactly right. I mean, the Eskimos to the Native Americans and the Eskimos to Central America with the Mayas, the Toltecs, and then going down into South America all the way down to Peru and the ancient peoples of the Central and South America, then, of course, into Egypt and Greece and Medo-Persia and, my God, all over the earth. People have been talking for thousands of years and writing in their holy books about the idea that there are entities here from other places in the universe that have come here. And the Bible talks about it in Genesis. The book of Genesis is filled with it.
Yeah, definitely.
And of course, even in the Christian tradition, in the New Testament, the Bible has the Apostle Paul saying to be hospitable to all men, for some have entertained angels unaware.
Abraham, that brings him straight to name.
Meaning, always be hospitable to everyone you meet, because you might not be talking to a human.
That's right.
You might be talking to someone who looks human, but who are not human.
Yeah, I think just basically, anybody. Yeah, you don't even have to be smart. You just look up at the stars and you can see.
You
just know that there's billions and billions of solar systems out there that
the
chances of there that they're life are greater than that there's chances not.
Definitely.
And so they're just, it's just so, to put a name to it, I think just gives it, a little bit more validity.
Definitely. Jordan, we have a gentleman on name Elijah on line two. He wants to ask you a question. Go ahead, Elijah.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good.
So, questions.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Is this William?
Yes, this is William.
Hey, bro. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. You got a question for Jordan?
Sure. And everything that, this show talks about, does it ever help people get prepared to know the truth, to know certain insights of certain locations that are supposed to be holy land that is not holy land?
Okay.
Well, knowledge is power. And that's why the people are powerless today. We talk about empowering the people. Well, the people have no power today. I mean, during the, like we were talking about, during the 60s,
it's being taken
there was
away.
A lot of exposés about what the CIA was doing and what this government was doing and all the secret stuff that was being manipulated around the people of the world. And there were lots of radical people who were talking about what the governments and how the religions and governments are doing what they're doing. And that was inciting the people to more and more anger. And so, you know, knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why today the people are powerless to do anything. You don't have any power, like George Carlin said. The people who are running the world today, it's a big club and you ain't in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have no control over your destiny. You have none. You have no control over your country, where it's going, your government, your money, your institutions. You have no control over anything. You're powerless. And the reason why is because knowledge is power. And the people who are running this planet have made sure that the educational system, universities, colleges, and schools, are not telling you anything of any redeemable value.
No, I agree.
You are being taught procedure. I mean, a classic example is going to a law school. That's ludicrous on the face of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's ludicrous to say that you're going to learn about law. You don't learn about law in a law school. You
Very
learn
true.
Procedure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's what to say, what's in the books, what does the book say, and how do you say this in court, what do you say, where do you sit, when the judge says this, you say this and that. So you study the law books to learn procedure. You have no concept. Most attorneys have no concept or an idea where law comes from. They don't know anything about Hammurabi. They don't know anything about the ancient Sumerians and the Chaldeans and how the laws of the Phoenician Canaanites in Egypt affected the ancient Greeks, which
That's
affected
true.
Ancient Rome, which affected modern-day Britannia, which has affected America, where concepts of law come from, and who wrote the law.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're all under the
That's
law.
That's a very good one. Who wrote the
Whose
law?
Whose law? Where did that law come from?
Right, and then what law? I mean, the law to not wear a helmet or wear, you know, there's certain laws that you live by, the universe lives by. Obviously, you don't hurt other people, but then that's how they control us, is by the corporation
right.
and the law.
That's very true.
Well, I mean, that's why you have to have a license to be an attorney, and there's a mm-hmm. big difference between an attorney and a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why you have to have a license to be an attorney. You have to have a license to get married.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why is because the very word license, if you look it up in a law dictionary, a license is a permit to do something which without that permit would be unlawful.
True.
This mm-hmm. is why if you're going to be a minister in a church, you have to get a permit. You have to get a license. So you could go to your seminary and go to college for 4 or 5 years or 3 or 4 years, whatever, and you get a degree
uh-huh.
from the state. Caesar, Tiberius Caesar, and the Emperor of Rome gives you a degree. And now you can get a job. You can now be a minister of the gospel, and you
Very
can now
true.
Do this or that because you have a degree which gives you a permission to do something which without Caesar's permission would be unlawful.
You know, Jordan, you're 100% right there, and the reason I say this is because I lived on Indian reservations most all of my life. And, you know, it wasn't even until 1974, 76, right around there, that the American Indians couldn't even do and follow their own belief. I mean,
That's
it
right.
had to be a law had to be passed so we could do it. That's crazy.
That's right. That's the law. Well, wait a minute. Whose law? There was a law among the Native peoples, the Native American peoples, for lack of a better term. There was a law, though, among the ancient peoples of this land that preceded the so-called law today.
Uh-huh. But now we have...
I want to make the point, too, that in point of fact, there is, in fact, no legitimate law in America today. And we know that there's law enforcement, the police and the courts and all that, but I said that there is no legitimate law. The law today, America is a lawless land. Even the Bible prophesied in the book of Revelation, there were prophecies about something called the coming of the man of lawlessness.
Yes.
The man of lawlessness. And not the man of law, no, lawlessness.
Okay.
And so, you know, I used to wonder what in the world is that talking about when every 24 hours we're getting more and more laws.
Gotcha.
And politically correct, Nazi, fascist, Gestapo, mm-hmm. SS, NKVD, KGB,
mm-hmm. I see where you're going.
Mm-hmm. Fascist dictatorship over our beloved country and ripping us apart and putting us under an iron boot of the fascists of Europe and the international Illuminati Nazis and communists of the world have destroyed our great country and our great freedoms and our protections under the law, so that today we have no law in America whatsoever, period.
I agree with you, Jordan. We have another gentleman that's on the line right now. Rich, he wants to talk to you. Go ahead, Rich.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Maxwell.
Hello there.
My question was, what can we do, just as society members, to do our part to prevent the New World Order takeover?
Well, you're asking for a subjective opinion, and I'll give you my opinion. There's nothing you're going to do, nothing Americans collectively are going to do. I'll even go so far as nothing the world is going to do is going to stop the coming of the new order of the world, which Adolf Hitler talked about over and over again. All of his speeches, Adolf Hitler talked about his coming new world order.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's exactly the term now that is being used by our so-called leaders who are leading us, the Americans and the rest of the world, into what Hitler called a new world order, Novus Ordo Seclorum.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you understand where the word new world order comes from, it goes back to a poem written by a court-appointed poet named Virgil under the Roman Empire. And Virgil was a court-appointed poet who wrote his poems to please the Caesars and to please the hierarchy of Rome.
Mm-hmm.
And in one of his poems, he talks about the coming of a day when Rome would give to the world an absolute sovereign dictator, a Roman sovereign dictator over the earth. And when that time would come, he called that time the Novus Ordo Seclorum, the new order of the world, or the new order of the ages.
Which appears on the dollar bill.
The planet Saturn.
Yeah.
Saturn was the god of the Saturnian age, or the new order of the ages. And on the documents of the founding of America, the founding fathers talked about, I have pictures and photocopies of those letters that they were writing, talking about the Saturnian New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you understand that our American system is based directly on the Vatican system, and the Vatican system, in the ancient world, Caesars of Rome were said to go up on the hill. They ruled Rome and the rest of the world from something called Capitoline Hill. Or Capitol Hill.
Yes, yes.
And so today we still have men who believe themselves to be appointed by God,
mm-hmm.
to be absolute sovereign dictatorship over the human family, and they are, quote, up on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's exactly what the ancient historians said that Caesar would do every morning. He went up on the hill so that he could be officially in charge of the Roman Senate up on the hill.
So you basically don't see that there's much we can do, even if the population, let's say, of the entire United States, because you got a lot of young people out there listening right now, they want to do something. They're tired of seeing people sitting around not doing anything, and And this is their future. You know, your time and my time, we're getting older. But we have a whole generation of young people out there that want to do something.
Well, all right. For those young people and for anyone out there who wants to, for the first time in your life, actually for the first time, actually find out how this world really works.
Mm-hmm.
Because unless and until you understand how this stuff works, you're never going to be able to do anything about it because you don't even know how it works.
I understand.
So go to my website, which is jordanmaxwell.com. The Jordan is like the river.
Okay.
It's J-O-R-D-A-N, jordanmaxwell.com. And go to my links on the links page. There's a button at the top of the page that says there links. Go there and scroll down because I have many different links there. But scroll down and you will see a section that's called Commerce and Law. Commerce and Law.
Okay.
And the first two links, check out everything in commerce and law on my links, but especially the first two. It will be a shocking experience if you don't know the subject. When you find out how America actually, in fact, works, because virtually nobody I talk to has any idea in the world what's actually happening to America and to the world right now. They know something's wrong.
Yes.
But they have no idea how it works. Well, on my website, on the link, scroll down to Commerce and Law and read it all. It's all there for you.
Well, it's the same banker's cabal. You know, there's just it's he who has the gold makes the rules. And I think there's a group of people, you know, Queen Elizabeth, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, and I think they are the problem that we're looking at right now.
Yeah, you know, we have those that are in control, like you said. They're way up there. They're really controlling about 70, 80, 90, maybe 100% of the money out there. And, you know, these are the ones that are telling basically the presidents, and as far as I'm concerned, the presidents that we've had and everything, they're just puppets for these people.
Well, I'll go a step further and say something even I think is more pertinent to understand. And that is that the very word president is a term which is used in corporate law.
Mm-hmm.
The word president means the head of a company, a corporation. That's why banks are corporations. They have a bank president.
Right.
You know, General Motors and all corporations, I don't care how small or large they are.
But all the courthouses,
corporations
cities,
have to have a president.
Don't know the cities and courthouses, all of them are traded under corporate numbers.
Well, of course they are. They are all corporations. They are all incorporated. See, the United States of America, when it was first founded, was a constitutional republic. The law, the early church fathers wrote about the difference between lex rex or rex lex. Rex is king and lex is law. So they were debating a long time ago about the founding of this country. Is the law the king, or is the king the law?
I understand exactly what you're saying. We have a gentleman here that's on line two here, Elijah, again. He says it's very important. He wants to say something to you here.
Hey, sorry about that. My phone got cut off.
Okay.
Anyways, there are things that people do not know about, like the three strikes law was an excuse for the right to build a bunch of concentration camps. We have over 10,000 prison systems, and most of them are completely empty. And if you think about why, look what happened to the Jews in Germany. Mm-hmm. We are facing that right now.
And the Russians and the Bolshevik Revolution.
Definitely. What do you have to say to that, Jordan?
Well, that's exactly right.
You got
what
it.
What else can I add?
I agree.
What also people do not realize is a lot of churches, like the Billy Graham Library, is a government building. Most people do not know these kind of things because it is the perfect cover-up to have secret meetings, to be able to see each other without press, without everybody else knowing. I mean, you think about so many different things that are going on, and if everybody just opens their eyes and looks at everything, like the oil spill, that how we just sold most of the company off to China. Do you really think that was an accident, the oil spill?
No.
They could have spilled that and capped it off any time they wanted to.
There was reports, long before, months before, they're saying, we can't continue this, it's going to blow, and
That's
they
right.
said, you'll keep working.
That's right.
right.
Well, yeah.
There's a lot of things. Like, there's talk of selling Alaska back to Germany, splitting up the United States. What most people don't realize also about martial law. When martial law is fully instated, you will not allow to be able to travel. It doesn't matter if you're getting food. You will starve. They will come pick you up. You have to have a passport to go from one state to another state, even in the U.S. Most people don't realize all this, that's what's going on. But if you really listen to the headline news, and here's another thing, listen to foreign news. Our news companies are not going to give you the truth of what's going on.
Understand.
You won't know the truth. You have to listen to foreign news.
All right. Thank you, Elijah.
Thank you, Elijah. And that's Jordan. You know, he's definitely a listener of yours there for sure. And I think a lot of people are feeling that way. I want to touch on something on this population reduction. Where do you see that?
Well, I think that that's what's going on. Mm-hmm. They're radiating the food. They're radiating you. HARP is another example of high technology, which is being used to slowly but surely eliminate the masses of the people, because our masters, who believe that they own us in their courts, have decided that the great unwashed masses are a drag, and so they want to get rid of a lot of us because it costs money to maintain all these old people. It costs too much money. Why don't you just get rid of them?
Yeah, so I've seen that.
That's what they're doing.
Useless eaters.
They've been talking about this kind of stuff for over 100 years.
Well, Nate has something here on the Tea Party.
We have a Reading Tea Party member, Rally Sally. And she wants everybody to know about Agenda 21. Have you heard about that?
Of course. But I mean, I was some 35 years ago. I was giving lectures on Rex 84 and and the King Alfred Plan and all that kind of stuff that most people never heard of, and still today don't even know anything about the King Alfred Plan or the Rex 84 or the eugenics that was going on. All the stuff that Nazis were into with Adolf Hitler, and the Nazis were into all of this Aryan super race and eugenics movement. Most people have no idea that did not start. That stuff did not start with Adolf Hitler. That started right here in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. With this Agenda 20.
Los Angeles, and especially in the San Fernando Valley, in a city called Studio City.
Mm-hmm.
Right here in Los Angeles and Studio City and the San Fernando Valley is where you can trace back that eugenics, super race, Aryan super race, masters of the world kind of stuff was all started back in the 1920s and 30s, mm-hmm. right here in Los Angeles. Then it was exported to England, and from there it got into Nazi Germany, and the Nazis started doing something with it.
Yeah,
but the ideas and the concepts are right here in L.A.
Gotcha. The Agenda 21, they're really starting, ladies and gentlemen, to take corridors of our country in each state. They're trying to take 50% right here in Shasta County,
about
50% of the land away from the people right now. We only got about a minute or so to go here, 30 seconds or so, actually, to tie this up. So, Jordan, what would be the last thing you'd like to tell everybody here?
Well, I'd like to tell you that knowledge is power, and there's nothing out there in the world today. That you can depend on as being intelligent and well grounded,
mm-hmm.
but there is a lot of material there. But you have to know where to find it, and you got to be an expert in looking for it. So I would suggest just go on my website to jordanmaxwell.com, and go through the entire website. Too many people just see the home page, and that's all they see. But there are buttons there for research, for especially what's new, because you need to get the information while you can, because there will come a day soon when this kind of knowledge is going to be off limits and you will not be able to get it. So I would suggest go to my website, jordanmaxwell.com, go to the links, go to what's new, listen to the audio video page,
and look
it up. On the button says research, do some homework. You better do it now.
Yeah, because the fairness doctrine is starting to go. Well, this is William Whitecrow, and thank you, Jordan Maxwell, for being on the show. It's been a totally enlightening experience, and we hope to have you on again. And thank you very, very much from not only our listeners, but ourselves.
Well, thank you, William.
Thank you.
Your fate and that of everyone you know depends on it. Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR Shasta, Redding.